Hello, friends of Soul Kitchen. Welcome to a new episode. Today, we're going to do an experiment. Recently, I had a chat with a friend, and he asked me the question, what type of guests would you like to interview if there were no boundaries, if you can use your full imagination? And I really liked the question. So yesterday, I was sitting in my house in Carvoeira, in Portugal, and I was writing down 15 names of people that I felt inspired by to interview them. And I've actually also been inspired. I followed a few gentlemen on social media. I think their project is called Corporate Rebels. And they made this bucket list of people that I wanted to interview. And they put it on the website. And then one by one, they reached out. And they interviewed like phenomenal people. So I did this exercise. So I'll share 15 people. I'll share a little bit about them and what I want to interview them about. And I did not prepare the details of this episode. So it will be a little bit of an improvisation. I'll see what comes in the moment. And of course, I hope that in the future, we will see some of these people in the Ericeira podcast lab. So the first one is Alain de Botton. He's a philosopher and he's the founder of the School of Life. For those of you who don't know about it, the School of Life is a school that teaches you things that you didn't learn at school itself. So it's about philosophy, psychology, love, relationships, finances. I read two books from him. One is about emotional intelligence and the other one is about love, where he writes about a philosophical approach to dating and love. And I think it's so inspiring that he created a school for life, basically. So I'm so curious how he decided to teach life and where he gained the confidence to teach life. I mean, who is this person to teach about life? I also like their videos. They're incredibly insightful. They have a lot of explainer videos about topics in life. So one of the videos that I remember is, should you stay in touch with your ex? You know, it's a question that you might have. And then he has an answer to basically all of your questions. So yeah, that's someone that I would like to interview. And the topic will be life. The second person that I would love to interview in this lab is Barack Obama. I think he's just such a fascinating figure. I remember when he became a presidential candidate. I remember his speeches about yes, we can and hope. And I just like his idealism that he wants to bring people together, regardless of their economic and social and racial background. And I would like to interview him about what it feels like to be president of the United States. And I also would like to interview him about public speaking. Like, what are his tips and tricks for public speaking? Because he's so good. Recently, I watched a video of the Democratic Convention of the US where Barack and his wife, Michelle, were speaking. And he can create so much, you know, enthusiasm in crowds. So, yeah, I would really love to talk to him and ask him how it feels to be president, how his days were looking like, how it was for him to speak with so many leaders from around the world. And I'm also curious how his life is looking right now, what he still wants to achieve, what he does in his spare time. And yeah, basically, I want to take a look into his life. The third person that I would like to interview is, again, we don't have any limitations today, would be the Dalai Lama. I think, of course, he's a well-known spiritual leader. I would like to interview him on Buddhism. And I feel inspired by his influence on the world because he brings such a different angle or dynamic. You know, a lot of leaders are always talking about growth or economic growth or economic development. That's how they measure success. But I think the Dalai Lama measures success very differently. And I think already by his presence, he influences people. I've never really studied Buddhism. I've never really taken the time, you know, to sit in a monastery and to learn about Buddhism. But definitely something that is still on my wish list, something that I would feel inspired by to do. And I think it would be fascinating to interview him, how he sees the world, what he thinks is needed in the world. And I'm also curious about how he thinks about us, let's say in Western cultures, how we live our lives, and kind of ask him for advice. So person number four that I've written down is Esther Perel, the teacher on love and relationships and sexuality. I recently listened to a podcast with her where she shared about her childhood and about her wisdom around erotic intelligence. I'll be curious to learn from her how she became this expert. I mean, the same with Alain de Botton that became an expert on life. How can you become an expert on love? I mean, we all have our relationships, right? So what did she learn in life to become such an expert? And I'm also curious to learn from her what I could do when I'm triggered by something and how you communicate with each other in certain situations. And I'm also curious to learn more about what she means with erotic intelligence. I mean, what does that even mean? What is that? Does that mean in daily life? So that's person number four. Then number five is Gabor Mate. I would like to interview him on trauma and addiction. I think he is one of the first people that I got to know of that is making this connection with trauma and addiction. Those are two topics that I'm interested in from a personal point of view. And I would like to ask him, what is the relationship between childhood trauma and addictive behavior? What is needed to get rid of these addictions? And I'm also curious, if you get rid of one addiction, there's always the risk that you shift to another addictive pattern, right? So how do you deal with that? Or is it at some point just accepting that you're like an imperfect human being and you will have addictions till you die? I'm also curious to learn more about his life, his own past and his own addictions. I remember reading about him that he has had several addictions himself, and that's why he has interested also in this topic. So that's number five. Number six is someone that knows a lot about climate and climate change. So Greta Thunberg, I will be interested to speak with her. It's so fascinating, right? How she started this school strike in Sweden. And she started on her own. And then suddenly people were joining and more people were joining. Then at some point it became this global movement of climate activists. Personally, I've been flying way too much in my life and also been eating meat. So I don't want to pretend that I'm a good example. Maybe I'm the opposite. But recently I decided that I also want to make my tiny contribution to the planet. So with Soul Kitchen, we're planting one tree per follower, per Instagram follower, as an experiment through our partnership with One Tree Planted. And I'm curious to learn from her how she starts movements and also what type of solutions she sees. Because I think she's very good in, you know, addressing the issue, speaking to global leaders about the issues. But I'm very curious what type of solutions she's proposing and at a collective level and also the solutions at the individual level. So I think it will be very fascinating to speak with her. Then number seven, I don't know why this person came to mind. I didn't do an extensive analysis, but for some reason Madonna came to mind, the queen of pop. I think she has been around in the music industry for decades. And since I'm young, I've been listening once in a while to her music. And I would be very curious to speak with her, like how is it to be Madonna? How did she become Madonna? How do you become such a personal brand? Is that something that came organically? Or does she have like huge PR agencies that created this brand for her? And also, how can you keep reinventing yourself? Because a lot of musicians, maybe they fade away, but she keeps being on the world stage. So how do you keep reinventing yourself? I think that's also a question that I would like to ask. That's number seven. Then number eight, this is a bit random, but I also wanted to include an artist. And yesterday I was looking at Google and I was looking at influential modern artists. And then one name came to mind. She's called Marina Abramović. She's a performance artist. And then I remembered that my uncle spoke about her at some point. And performance art, I don't know much about art, but what I know is that it's let's say, real life art. So where a painting is maybe aesthetic thing, performance art means that it's really happening. So I think at some point in a New York museum, she was sitting in the middle of a room at a table with two chairs. And then one by one, people were sitting in front of her. And then they were looking in each other's eyes silently. And at some point, her ex-partner also joined the queue and was sitting in front of her. So that's what I remember. So she's a performance artist. So I'll be curious, like, how do you come up with certain ideas? And how is it to create, you know, real life art versus static art? And when is it even art? Like, what is the distinguish between, you know, real life and let's say real life art? So that's Marina Abramović. Okay, number nine. So I would love to speak with a female indigenous leader as well. I think indigenous leaders have a lot of wisdom. A few years ago, I worked on a project in Costa Rica with Earth Charter International. Through that project, I met Rolf Winters, and he's a Dutch filmmaker. So he traveled around the world. And this film is called Down to Earth, where he learned from indigenous leaders and spent time with indigenous leaders. And I Googled yesterday a list of indigenous leaders, and then someone came to my reality. She's called Nemonte Nekimo, and she's an indigenous leader in the Amazonian region. And women are known for protecting biodiversity. Indigenous leaders are known for protecting biodiversity. So I'll be curious to learn from her, what can we learn from indigenous cultures, and what type of wisdom do they have, and what type of rituals maybe have we forgotten about in, let's say, the West? Then number 10, I would like to interview her on podcasting, is Oprah Winfrey. Of course, she's maybe the mother of asking questions because she has interviewed so many people. And I'll be curious to learn from her what I can improve in podcasting, how you ask great questions. Does she prepare all the questions or is she intuitively asking questions? These types of things, I would like to ask Oprah Winfrey. And one of the people that she interviewed for her podcast is number 11 on my list. He is Paulo Coelho, the Brazilian writer. I just love his books. I know I'm not the only one because he sold many books, but I like that he writes about his travels, his adventures, and also spirituality and his personal explorations. What I like about his stories is sometimes he describes that a lot of people lose their dreams when they're growing old. So they kind of maybe start to live a bit more, sometimes maybe even boring life. But he encourages the reader and me to, you know, to keep dreaming and to keep following your personal legend. I liked how he describes it. He says that everyone has a personal legend in life, like a purpose or a mission or a quest. So yeah, his books always resonate with me. And what I like about him, when he was 36, he was walking Santiago de Compostela, the pilgrimage path in Spain. And when he was doing that, he was asking himself, am I writing every day? And the answer was no. So he was pretending to be a writer, but he was actually not writing every day. And after the Compostela, he decided to commit to writing every day. So it's kind of fascinating that even at age 36, you can still, you know, start something. You don't need to be 20 or 25 to commit. You can, you know, start something also later in life. Then number 12 on my list is Rick Rubin, the American music producer who wrote a book about creativity. It's a book that I just read. And he doesn't write about the specific projects that he has done, but more about the process of creativity. One of the things he says is that for creativity, it's important not to time box yourself too soon or to go into planning too soon, but be open for what comes to you and sit on things. And I think he has an interesting approach to creativity. I would love to interview him about his view on creativity. Then number 13 is Richard Branson. When I started my my first business, I was 26, and I read a few books from him, and he inspired me about his way of doing business. He has a strong focus on free publicity. He has his business, he has his charity, he has his private island, and I think he's just such a character. I don't necessarily want to be like him, because he's a different man, but he inspired me in his way of thinking. And I also like his creative approach to business. He always comes up with funny ideas to create free publicity. I think at some point he started an airline competition, and then he was one of the waiters in the airline, like with wearing like a skirt or something like that. So he always comes up with his creative ideas. And I also love how he brings people together. So he also funded this group called The Elders with Nelson Mandela in it. And he gave money to them and he brought them together. So I like how he thinks bigger, only beyond business. So I think it would be cool to interview him about his way of seeing the world. And also about time management. I mean, he's doing so many things, so he must be very good in time management and delegation probably also. Number 14 on my list is Serena Williams. I would love to interview her about sports and investing, because she recently transitioned from being a professional tennis player towards becoming a venture capitalist. So I'm curious to see how she uses her sports background in business and how she assesses people before making an investment decision. And also, yeah, Serena, Venus Williams, they were always these sisters. So I'm also curious how it has been for her to be the sister of Venus and how it has been to be professional tennis players as sisters. The last one on my list, I think he deserves a spot, is Tim Ferriss. He's obviously a podcaster, entrepreneur. He wrote the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. 10 years ago, I read this book and then it resonated with me. And I would like to interview him about life design, because he's very intentional about designing his life. And with his book, it inspired me that you can really think about how you want to design your life, how many hours you want to work, how you can finance your dreams. So he really gave me a new perspective on life, because maybe until that point, I thought that I would have a career where you would work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. But I think he really challenged this thinking. And also what I like about him, he's very good in attracting super inspiring guests to his podcast. So these are 15 people that I would love to interview. It started a bit of as an experiment, because my friend asked me, who would you like to interview? But of course, I hope that one of those people I maybe can meet in the future. So if you know one of these people, I would love if you can introduce me to them. And sometimes it's a good thought exercise, you know, like how could it look like or how would it look like? And I also hope that this episode will bring new energy to my podcast. And I'm curious what comes out of this, if people are listening, what comes out of it. So thank you very much for listening. I really hope you have a wonderful day and see you soon.